setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, on the scale of setting the bar subjects, this one's pretty low, like in drama and in crime and things like that. However, if you can manage to make it through the day without drawing your hard line on soy sauce, you're doing okay.
What do you mean?
Philip Kim, he's the owner of this sushi place in Canada, right?
Okay.
So he has a sign on the door of his establishment. It says, "We never serve," and then there's three like bullet points.
Sure.
Extra soy sauce,
yep.
Rude people,
okay.
Intoxicated people.
All right.
So rude and intoxicated people, sure, I get that. Soy sauce is like, head scratcher. Why the soy sauce? So he's like, look, even if customers offered me $1,000, I'm not doing it.
Wow.
The cost is not the issue. It's the cheapest thing I have. And the cheapest ingredient I use. So he's saying the soy sauce masks the sushi flavors that he's crafted for over 20 years. And says it's like drinking seawater and your kidneys will be destroyed with the sodium.
Oh, he's like, listen, hashtag for the health. Also, you need to taste my tasty sushi.
Yeah, don't drown my sushi in soy sauce.
You're doing it wrong.
Yeah, that's his point.
Got it.
So people are
mad?
Well, they're not necessarily mad, but it's like...
do they not see his point?
He's gotten a lot of attention.
Sure.
Because of the whole, hey, now he said extra soy sauce. So he'll give you a little packet of soy sauce.
But that's it.
But just one.
Because that's too much if it's more than one.
Yes. Yes.
You'll thank me later. My sushi's delicious.
Yes, my sushi is delicious.
Also, hashtag for the health.
Yeah.
Too much, bad for your kidneys.
I mean, look, I'm not, I can take or leave soy sauce. I
never use soy sauce.
I'll dip my sushi in soy sauce every now and then. If
it's
available.
I get the kind of sushi, like really one kind of sushi. That's very fruity.
California roll?
No, it's like it was an island roll. It had like a little thin slice of mango.
Mango on top.
A little thin slice of strawberry.
And didn't actually have like raw fish in it, right?
No, it had fried crab and cream cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's probably about the most non-sushi sushi roll.
Right, exactly.
Yes. It was delicious, though. But it was fruity. It didn't need soy sauce.
Yeah, didn't it?
It had fruit sauce.
Right, it had fruit sauce.
It had mango sauce.
Right. You don't need soy sauce.
Light, fresh, and delicious.
But this is the line he's drawing the sand in.
Okay.
And he's all
That's
like...
the hill he's dying on.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
No extra soy sauce. No nothing.
Okay.
It reminds me of that.
Like, I'm just telling you, don't ask.
Do you remember there was a sitcom, Seinfeld? Jerry Seinfeld was the star.
Yes. Show about nothing.
It was a show about nothing. Right, mm-hmm. right. But one of the episodes, there was a chef who loved soup. And so he had specific rules when you went to get his soup.
Okay.
And
yeah.
You
no soup for you.
Right. Yes. That's exactly the point.
No soup for you.
Yes.
Yes. No sushi.
So if you
for you.
If you did anything that was not in order, he ripped the soup out of your hands and said, no soup for you.
Yep.
So yeah.
1,000%.
This guy reminds me of that.
Yes.
All right, so again.
Is it working for him? Are people, like, boycotting? Are they still going? Do they understand?
It's just a thing.
Okay.
We're talking about it.
All right.
So I'm assuming people are going to be like, oh, I want to go to this place.
Exactly.
Right? So, yeah, there you go.
It just feels aggressive.
Yeah.
Right,
A little setting the bar. Yes. For soy sauce to be your end.
Yes.
Your hard stop.
Right.
That's why it's a setting the bar.
Listen, he's trying to protect the flavors.
I get it. I get it.
And your health.
And your health,
You're welcome.
That's your setting the bar story.